Hello everybody, I'm George from Ireland. Well, thank you for coming back to my channel. There was a terrible news from Northern Ireland yesterday, and that was that a bomb went off. Well, it went off late on Saturday night, I think reported on Sunday, almost 11 o'clock on Saturday night. So a delivery driver's car was hijacked, and then this gas cylinder bomb was fixed to it, driven to Dunmurry, that's an area of Belfast. And then this car bomb was set off outside a police station, attempting to murder officers of the PSNI. If you're not from Northern Ireland, you may not know that's Police Service of Northern Ireland, that's PSNI. Fortunately, nobody was killed or injured, but I believe there was no warning. The whole idea was to kill people, and they wanted to murder police officers. Now, even if someone is in favour of terrorism, they would also have to recognise, even if they killed those officers they're targeting, there are houses around there. There are civilians who could have been killed and injured. So it exploded, and people living locally had to be evacuated. There were two babies living in a house very close by. So that's it. Now, no one has yet boasted that they carried out this bestial attack, but the police suspect it's an organization called the New IRA. There was the real IRA, the Continuity IRA, the New IRA. IRA is an Irish Republican Army. They're not an army, never been an army. A terrorist organization is proclaimed a terrorist organization in the Republic of Ireland, in the United Kingdom, the United States, other countries, and so forth. So membership of these organizations is a crime in itself because they are breaching the Terrorism Act. They want to use unlawful violence in furtherance of their ideological nationalist cause and so forth. So the car was hijacked in Twinbrook, that scenario of Belfast, and so on, just a few hours before the crime was carried out. So although the New IRA didn't kill this time, that was clearly their intention, and probably they're not going to stop, but they carry like this, they will murder somebody. And not necessarily the person they want to murder. They want to murder a policeman, a policewoman, but it might be just an ordinary member of the public and so on. Now, in Lurgan, March this year, County Armagh, there was a very similar attack. So it's believed to be the New IRA. That's their modus operandi these days. Okay, so quite traumatizing for the residents. And unfortunately, it's a flashback to the 1990s. This is, you know, almost a weekly occurrence. So the only few good things to come out of this is it's been denounced by really every political representative. Sinn Féin, used to be the face of the IRA, has turned against criminal violence and say, that's it. We have to build a society peacefully. They will use democratic means to resolve their differences, to try and accomplish their objectives and so on. Alex Maskey, who used to be an advocate of IRA violence sort of 30 years ago, fortunately, he said that this is very bad news. And, you know, obviously you don't want to be dragged back to the horror of the Troubles and so forth. The SDLP, Ulster Unionist politicians, the Ulster Unionist leader, John Burrows, was a PNSI officer many years. And People Before Profit, that's the far left political party. And they say, no, this is doing no good at all. Don't do this kind of thing. All right. So dissident Republicans, those who reject the Good Friday Agreement. Good Friday 1998, an agreement was signed by Sinn Féin, the SDLP, Ulster Unionist Party, the Alliance Party. The Democratic Unionist Party rejected it. That is the major unionist party these days. They came to accept it 9 years later. And so the idea is, yes, Northern Ireland will stay in the United Kingdom forever, unless, of course, most people in Northern Ireland vote to leave the UK and be absorbed into the Irish Republic. And Republic of Ireland recognised Northern Ireland's status as part of the United Kingdom, and that was it. So Sinn Féin would persuade the IRA to put their arms beyond use. They were eventually decommissioned. The Royal Ulster Constabulary was reformed. Lord Patton was commissioned to look into it, and he issued his report. Eventually, the name RUC was dropped. The Police Service of Northern Ireland was established. Often it was the same officers from the RUC going to the PSNI. They've gradually been retired off. There's almost nobody in the PSNI who formerly served in the RUC. A 50-50 recruitment policy to try and boost the number of Catholic officers in the PSNI. So this is roughly reflective of the percentage of Catholics in the general population. A new North-South ministerial body and so forth. And then a referendum was put to the whole of Ireland, North and South. Do we accept this or not? And there was that vote, I think it was in May 1998. So the whole of Ireland voted on the same day. It was an 85% yes vote. It was about 95% yes in the Republic of Ireland, about 66% yes in Northern Ireland. So almost all nationalists voted in favour in the North, and unionists were sort of evenly split. But, you know, dissident Republicans are on to 32 counties. Okay, look at 32 counties. It was an 85% yes. And those who voted no were mostly unionists. So the Democratic mandate could scarcely be stronger. And that's it. It's accepted by both governments, by the vast majority of the people. Northern Ireland is part of the United Kingdom. Now, it's quite possible Northern Ireland will vote to leave the UK and join the Irish Republic. That might happen. And the UK government said we would accept that, we'd facilitate that, were that to happen. And, you know, and I don't know if any unions say they'd fight against it. If that were to happen, OK, they'd have to accept it or leave. And then we also, there's absolutely no excuse for violent crime. I haven't heard anyone talk about sectarianism or discrimination for decades. The security forces haven't killed anyone in Northern Ireland for, is it 30 years? Dissident Republicans have murdered easily 100 people, and loyalist terrorists have murdered some people as well in that time. So the dissident Republicans, they split from the Provisional IRA. Provisional IRA was obviously linked to Sinn Féin, and the Provisional IRA is dissolved. That's it. Their weapons have been destroyed. That was been witnessed by General de Chastelain, a Canadian general in charge of decommissioning. And what do we have now? So then some of them wouldn't split, and they carried on their terrorist attacks. But mostly what they're doing, murdering alleged drug dealers. So it's difficult to see the so-called fight for independence or, you know, fight for Irish unity in murdering people, almost always working class Catholics who are allegedly selling cannabis or something like that. So that's the dissident Republicans. What else do they? There's obviously the Republican Sinn Féin, which was the political party of the Continuity IRA. And Republican Sinn Féin, they had this is like a couple of local councils elected in Southern Ireland. Not sure that anyone elected in Northern Ireland to even contest these elections. And the real IRA, new IRA, I didn't even know they had a political party. So obviously got minimal public support, not much funding, hardly any arms. Fortunately, they're not often not able to kill people, just one person every other year. There's some level of violent crime in every country, and that's to some extent that's ideological. Gangsters sometimes mouth political slogans. And people say that these dissident Republicans are taxing drug dealers, say, okay, you want to deal drugs in our turf, you've got to give us some money. And it's an easy way for them to raise money through cash intimidation. These drug dealers can scarcely go to the PSNI and say, well, please help me out because I'm a drug dealer threatening to kill me. I mean, the PSNI have got to try and prevent people getting killed. And that includes drug dealers. But the drug dealers are not keen to confess to what they are. Right. So, can they be defeated? There's always going to be some level of violent crime. There's always going to be some murder and so on. So maybe they can't be completely, because that's just the nature of terrorism. They set off even one bomb a year. They say they've not been absolutely defeated, because it's not like a conventional conflict when there will be governments. There will be, in that sense, somewhat reasonable and realize we need to surrender, make peace when it comes to it. These people are absolute headbangers. The minority, the minority, the minority. And unfortunately, there's some teenagers who weren't even alive at the time of the Troubles who somehow think they miss out, that it was glamorous, it was fun. And in my poor old way as a schoolboy, even I used to think that. And of course, it wasn't it been fun at all, would it just been sort of frightening and dispiriting. So I'm very glad I didn't suffer the Troubles. I wasn't in Ulster very much during the Troubles. Right, thanks for watching. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate PayPal, georgecalanto@gmail.com. And if you can do it to help the PSNI, tell them anything you know. Goodbye.